Conversation 1.
Thanks for letting me borrow your car, but I don't know how to tell you this. I had a little accident.
Oh no. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Thank goodness.
But I'm afraid I damaged the driver's side door when I was parking. Don't worry though, the repair shop says they can fix it. And I'll pay for the damage, of course.
Are you sure?
I insist.
Conversation 2.
Welcome back!
Thanks. And thanks for letting me borrow this suitcase.
What happened to it? When I lent it to you, it had 4 wheels.
Uh-oh. I hadn't noticed that. Those airline baggage guys are way too rough on people's bags.
Well, do you think you could get it repaired?
You know, it wasn't really my fault. Why don't you just call the airline and see if they'll own up to it?
Conversation 3.
Jane, look out! Why are you driving so fast in this rain? We could have been killed.
Are you kidding? That guy just cut me off.
Well, if you hadn't been speeding, it wouldn't have been a problem.
He shouldn't have changed lanes right in front of us.
What are you talking about? It was your fault. You were going too fast for this weather.
No way. If it hadn't been for him, there wouldn't have been a problem.
Conversation 4.
Carrie, I was just looking at my copy of the contract you sent out, and there's an error in it.
The one for the painters? What's wrong?
It says the work has to be completed by June 1st, but the agreement we made with the painters was actually for May 1st.
Oh, no. You're right. That's totally my fault. I can't believe I got the date wrong.
Well, we'll have to do something to correct it.
I'll call the painter right now and tell him there's a mistake in the contract, and that I'll get him a revised one right away.
Conversation 5.
So how did the meeting go this morning?
Actually, I didn't make it in time. I overslept.
Oh no, I should have woken you up before I left.
It's not your fault. Anyway, I was really late.
Uh-oh. Your boss must have been pretty ticked off.
Well, on my way in, I called and told her I was stuck in really bad traffic.
Did she buy that story?
I'm not sure. I think it sounded like I was lying. It was pretty embarrassing.
Conversation 6.
Tina, this is for you.
What's this? My birthday won't be for another 3 months, so it can't be that.
No, it's not a birthday gift. But you know those headphones you loaned me? I'm afraid I lost them. I feel just terrible about it. So I got you these to replace them.
Owen, you didn't have to do that. They were just an old pair.
Even still, please accept my apology and allow me to make things right.